The FBI has confirmed that al-Qaeda operatives were researching the security of critical buildings in the United States, like the CIA and FBI headquarters. The FBI has been studying computer drives captured in Afghanistan, and among the materials found on the drives was a 2-year-old congressional report showing how undercover agents easily penetrated security at U.S. facilities, including airports. NPR's Barbara Bradley has been following the investigation. She joins us in the studio. Barbara, tell us about the report that was found on the computer owned by a supposed al-Qaeda member?
Right. The report was done by a special team at the General Accounting Office, which, as you know, is the watchdog arm of Congress. It was a group of ex-Secret Service men and other investigators. And their assignment was to go undercover, buy fictitious law enforcement badges, and see if they could get into 19 very sensitive buildings, places like the CIA, the Pentagon, the FBI, the Federal Aviation Administration, NASA, the National Airport, a courthouse. They got into every single one of those buildings, and sometimes they were able to bring in firearms. Their briefcases weren't screened. It was unbelievably lax. Now, as you can imagine, the report created a huge brouhaha at the time. That was back in May of 2000. Now it appears that al-Qaeda has gotten a hold of this unclassified version and downloaded it onto their computers. And, you know, it's all the more disturbing in light of a story yesterday that undercover agents bought 900 FBI and Secret Service badges off the internet. So all of this kind of plays together to make one nervous.
Unclassified, presumably the operatives got it off the internet?
That's right. It was on the GAO's website, along with a lot of other things, I might add. Let me give you a couple of examples of all the stuff that's out there. The GAO did a study about transporting missiles and weapons across the country, what kind of security, what the security was like along the way. And they found that, and I'm not going to say how, but they found that the security was very lax at certain stopping points. In fact, the weapons were sometimes left unguarded. Let me give just one other example. I was talking to one investigator who told me that he sent an intern down to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission's public reading room in Bethesda, Maryland. There, the intern got documents, a government-funded study that showed where a nuclear power plant was most vulnerable. It had diagrams about how if a plane came in at such and such a velocity and hit a certain place, that would cause a release of radiation into the air. This is, you know, really great stuff for a terrorist, and only when this was made public was it taken out of the reading room.
Well, there must be a debate about this, then. I mean, what the United States government should post on the internet, even if it is unclassified, and what it shouldn't put out in the public domain.
Right. There is a huge debate, and we're right in the middle of it. I talked to an FBI official today. He said that the FBI is going to certain industries and sectors and asking them to pull the sensitive information off their websites, information about, you know, power grids and water supplies and power plants, that kind of thing. But they really have to depend on the goodwill of those industries. They can, however, control what the government puts out on its own websites, and they're going back and forth on this issue. For example, by executive order, the federal government is supposed to sell executive branch reports to the public. Some of those reports include studies on how to mill anthrax and information on chemical and biological weapons. There's a report about toxic waste dumps. Now, they're deciding, you know, do we pull these off or not? They've pulled some of them off the shelves, and others are just leaving on. And the question is, does it do more harm than good to sell the reports to just anyone who comes along?
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Barbara Bradley.